USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes an $8.3 billion emergency funding bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak, as deaths in the United States have reached double digits and more than 160 people have tested positive across more than a dozen states. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk, who is expected to sign it quickly. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is slamming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's comments made regarding the Supreme Court.
We are so much better than that. I don't care if it was a Republican or Democrat doing it. It is unacceptable, and it is a new low. It's inappropriate. It goes beyond just an apology.
Schumer said at a political rally that Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have released a whirlwind and will pay a price. The New York Democrat is accusing Republicans of mischaracterizing his comments. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
After condemnations from President Trump and the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, the Senate Minority Leader issues an apology, sort of. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, said this on Wednesday morning at an abortion rights rally outside the U.S. Supreme Court, directing his remarks to Trump-appointed Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Schumer saying on the Senate floor on Thursday morning he shouldn't have used the words that he did.
Of course I didn't intend to suggest anything other than political and public opinion consequences for the Supreme Court.
Wall Street's up-and-down week continues at the closing bell. The Dow lost 970 points to finish at 26,121. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR continues their West Coast swing at the Phoenix Raceway with the Fan Shield 500 taking place Sunday. Joey Logano is driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford. He also has the Joey Logano Foundation, which is a way that he gives back to kids. And one of the things Joey does that's unique is if you're ever out at the track, he runs what's called the JL Kids Crew. I had a chance to catch up with Logano and ask him about the Kids Crew program and how it got started.
We started the JL Kids Crew, and that's all because of a little boy named Jake Leatherman that passed away about 4 or 5 years ago now, and he was a huge race fan, and unfortunately none of us got to meet him before he passed away, and we all went to his funeral dressed up in our racing suits and, you know, as drivers and pit crew members, and I left there obviously sad but really mad that we didn't take the opportunity to meet him when he was still with us. And because of that, in his honor, we started the JL Kids Crew, where we take kids like Jake that are going through life-threatening conditions and giving them an experience that's past the VIP experience. We make them part of the team. We give them a race suit. We give them a little task on the car that they can do, whether it's setting air pressures or whatever they're capable of doing.
President Trump, the latest to take part in a Fox News town hall, this one in Scranton, Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.